We're doing the book of Iyov, the book of Job. We're up to what's called the 22nd chapter. We've been learning about Eliphaz HaTemani, Eliphaz from the south. His response to Iyov and said, "Who do you think you are? Why does God care that you're upset? You think I'll answer you? And you have sinned in your life. You, in your position of leadership, how many times were you a judge? You imprisoned people. You didn't give them enough food or drink. You didn't take enough care for the widows and the orphans. That's why people are around ready to take you down. You, Iyov, you think God knows nothing about what's going on down here. You think you could trick him. You think you can make claims. You think because God is high up there, so he doesn't know what's going on down here. You're wrong. Pasuk tetvav. Ha'orach olam tishmoho asher darechuhu niteyavin. Are you now going to adopt the path, the way of life that the ancient people adopted? Are you going to err that fateful ancient error that they thought that God has nothing to do with the world down here? You know, the people of the flood, the people of Sodom and Amorah, all the other sinners, they assumed God didn't really know what was going on down here. That's why they thought they'd get away with it. Are you going to adopt their way? Ha'orach olam tishmor? Are you going to watch, take for yourself the path that's always been in the world by the sinners, the path, that ancient path, asher darechu miteyaven, that this is the path that was stepped on by the people who are liars, the people who are sinners from way back when? Asher kumetu ve'lo'et now yutzak yisodam, that they had wrinkles, meaning they aged ve'lo'et, not at the time when they should have aged. They aged young. Nahau yutzak yisodam, and a river flooded their foundation. The flood just destroyed them. They died at a young age because of their sinful ways, because they assumed God wasn't connected to what's happening down below. Or else this can be a reference to the people of Sodom and Amorah. And the verses that follow were understood by Chazal to refer to the people of the flood and alternate to the people of Sodom and Amorah. Ha'omerim la'el, su mimenu. They said to God, leave us. Umayif al Shaddai, lamo. And they said, what does God have to do with anything down here? He's given everything over to nature, to the stars, to the constellations. God's not involved. So they said about God, they said, su mimenu, he's left us. He's left control of the world in the hands of the forces of nature. And so what's he going to do to us if we live a sinful life? Vehu milei vateihem tov v'atzat reshaim rachaka meni. When in truth, God blessed their houses with everything that was good. They shouldn't have denied the fact that God was watching over the world. And I can't understand people who have this opinion. Va'atzat reshaim, and the thoughts of the wicked, rachaka meni, is beyond me, Eliphaz says. I can't figure out why were they so foolish. They weren't missing anything. So why did they have to deny that God is involved in this world? Yiru tzadikim ve'yismachu. And so when the righteous saw them fall, they were happy. They were happy that they were not among them. Not that they were happy at their downfall as much as they were happy that they had led a pious life, and that's why they made it away alive. Vinaki yilaglamo. And those that were clean of their wicked ways would mock them. How stupid they were. Here God grants them every blessing in the world. Instead of recognizing it and thanking him, they say, he has nothing to do with us. Im lo nichad kimanu. In truth, he's the one that brought us to this world, the one who is the foundation of the world, Noah. Everything came from Noah after the flood. He was the one who had the strength to go against the tide. He didn't go with the flow, with the people of his generation. Im lo nichad kimanu, And the truth is, imlo is like a vow. If it wasn't so, it's as though a person says, if it wasn't so, this and this should happen to me. Imlo, if I swear that it's just because nichad, he held himself back, kimanu, the person who gave us existence, Noah, imlo, if not for the fact, or I swear that, nichad kimanu, the one who sustained us, the one who gave us existence, the one who is the one that brought us to this world, who our forefather, Noah, imlo nichad, he withheld himself from joining their path, v'yitram, achela esh, and their remnants, they were burnt in fire. You know, not everyone was consumed in the flood. You still had wicked people after the flood. Noah's descendants, some of them erected the cities of Sodom and Amorah. So Eliphaz is saying, I swear it was Nichad Kimanu, the one who sustained us, the one who brought us to existence, who's our progenitor, yeah? He was nichad v'yitram, but the leftovers of those wicked ones were in the city of Sodom and Achalaish. They were consumed by the fire, whatever volcano, whatever exactly happened there in Sodom. Hasken na imo ushlam. So Eov, listen here. If you would only bond with, if you'd only be accustomed to going with him, with Hashem, to recognize that he's running what's going on in the world. Not like you've been claiming all along, can't be that God's running the world. Can't be that God knows what's going on down here and I'm suffering like this. That was Eov's claim. I've led a pious life, I'm suffering. Must be that God isn't involved. Must be God gave over the world to the forces of nature, to the constellations, whatever it is, he can't be involved. Eliphaz says, no, you're going the route of the Sodomites, the route of the sinners before the flood. That's what they said, that God isn't involved in the world. That's wrong. The only one who made it out alive was the one who kept the recognition that God is running the world. So Eov, listen here, you want good advice? Haskenna, bond with Imo, with Hashem, Ushlam, and you'll have peace. Bahim tevoatcha tova. Because of these words, because you'll accept that God is really running the show, so then good things will come to you. Kach na mipiv Torah. So now, from now on, accept the Torah, take God's way of life, join the ranks with the believers, v'sima marav bilvavecha, and take God's words to your heart. Im tashuv ad shaddai tibaneh. When you return to God, you will be rebuilt. I know you're broken. I know you've lost everything. If you only repent, if you only return, things will be better. Tachik avla me'aholecha. But you have to remove all evil that you've done from your tent. You can't repent and continue doing your evil ways. Chazal have a term for that. Tovel b'sheretz b'yado. Person touches one of the creatures that caused them to become defiled. So he says, I got to go to mikveh. He goes to the mikveh and he's carrying it in his hand and he goes down in the mikveh. So he's immersing in the mikveh while he's still holding on to the thing that caused him to become defiled in the first place. So very often we do that. We stand there Yom Kippur and we say, God, please forgive me for doing A, B, C, and D. Really, we're still doing A, B, C, and D. Chazal said, Sur merav asei tov. Turn away from what you did wrong and do good. Eliphaz is telling Eov, it's not enough that you return to God if you're continuing your evil ways. Remember, Eliphaz had maintained that Eov did sin. He said, you weren't fair to everyone. You had power and you let the wealthy get away with their evil doings and you took the poor to task. So he says, return to God, accept that he's running the world and repent from the things you've done wrong. Vishit alafar batzer uvtzur nechalim ofir, and then, if you return to Hashem, Vishit comes from the Aramaic word to place. It will be as though you've placed a fortification around yourself. Vishit alafar batzel. Batzel is like mivtzar, a fortification. And you will, in returning to Hashem, you will have placed on solid footing, on solid earth, vishit, and place, alafar, on solid earth, batzel, fortification for yourself. By returning to God and repenting, you will in effect be placing fortification on solid earth to surround yourself from future harm. Uvtzu nechalim ofil. And your wealth will be sustained as though you took excellent gold. Excellent gold in Tanakh is called zehav ofir. That's excellent gold. It's as though you will have fortified your gold in tsur, in solid rock, in the depths of the river, in solid rocks of tsur nechalim, in the rocks of the river ofir. It will be as though you hid your gold in that. And then you could be certain that your wealth will be sustained. So this is a metaphor, right? He's saying you will sustain your health and your wealth and your happiness. Everything will be well fortified if you only return to God, if you only listen to me. V'haya Shaddai b'tzarecha, and Hashem will be b'tzarecha like mivtzar. He will be your fortification. V'chesef to'afot lach, and you will have, so to speak, money flying with you. Chesef to'afot. It's as though money will fly to you. You'll have as much silver as you'll want. Ki az al Shaddai titanag. For then, when you return to Hashem, you'll have pleasure. Things will go well for you. Don't worry. He'll give you pleasure. V'tisa el Eloha. And then you'll be able to look up to God and ask Him what you need, because He'll know you have who to talk to, and He'll be happy to help you. You'll pray to Him, He'll listen to you. And you get your requests. So most people, when they ask a request, they say, God, give me this and I'll do that. You'll fulfill your end of the deal. You'll have to fulfill a lot of vows, because God will be continuously doing that which you asked for. V'tigzar omer v'yakom lach. You will decree to do something, and God will fulfill it. He'll ensure that you do what you wish. V'al derachecha naga or, and light will shine on your path. Notice how simplistic Eliphaz's promises are. If only you lead a good life, if only you'll be righteous, everything will be perfect, Eov. Right? Everything will just work out. Now, it's interesting that Chazal said, V'tigzar omer v'yakom lach. Chazal applied this pasuk. They said that when a person is exceptionally pious, so then God does fulfill what he says. He says something should happen, it happens. That's the difficulty in learning Eov. On the one hand, we said, on the surface, the whole book is stacked in Eov's favor. Everyone's arguing with him, but the book begins by saying that Eov was right in the sense that they claim he's a sinner and he isn't. They claim if you go in God's ways, things will be good, and the book basically tells us at the very onset, should know he was a good man and he suffered. Why? Oh, that's a good question. But the answer to why is hidden in the beginning of the book and in the end of the book. The middle of the book is everyone's answers, and they're trying to explain to him why he's suffering, and we already know that the book is set up describing that they're really wrong. He's right. He's right from his perspective. He's not right with the conclusions, but he is right in the description that I led a pious life, and nonetheless I'm suffering. They claim, no. If you're suffering, so then there must be a reason. And that's where each one is trying to explain why he's suffering and how the world really works. And nonetheless, even though we know that their claims seem to be refuted from the onset of the book, Chazal do learn from much of what they say, such as this pasuk. Ki hishpilu vatomer geva v'shachinayim yoshiyam. Ki hishpilu. If you see people that have been put down to the earth, you're going to be able to promise them that everything will be good for them. Everything will work out. Vatomer, and you'll be able to promise them, you'll be able to tell them, Geva, things will come back and you're going to get back up. Geva is like Geya. You're still going to make it back up. Beshachinayim, and the person whose eyes are down to the floor because of everything that's going bad for him, Yoshia, Hashem helps him out. So, Eov, listen here. You just listen to me and things will work out. Yemalet inakihi venimlat bevor kapecha. Yemalet inaki. God will save, will help a person escape. Inaki, a person who is not clean of sin, nonetheless God will save him. You know whose merits will help him? It's your merits. Venimlat. And the whole reason why that person was saved is bevor kapecha, because you've led a clean life. Eov, if you'll be a righteous person, not only will you have a pleasant life, but even people who are not perfectly clean, they'll be saved from their troubles thanks to the fact that you are so pious. So Eov, just listen to me, accept what I'm saying, and you'll help yourself and help the world. So what's Eliphaz telling him, bottom line? He's saying, what are you getting upset at God? He's not going to answer you. Whether you do good or bad, you're not hurting him or helping him. So why should he bother answer you? What does he care if you think he's unfair? Over here, Eliphaz was wrong. Eliphaz was wrong because at the end of the book, God does answer Eov. And then Eliphaz says, and you know what? God's not going to bother answering you, but I will. And so he points out to Eov many areas where he thinks Eov was wrong. He says, even though you could say that's no sin, but for a man of your stature, that's considered a very hefty sin. Everyone learns from you. And then he says, Eov, in spite of all the sins you've done, how dare you stand up here and say, I'm righteous. You've adopted the philosophy of the generation of the flood. They too said like you that God isn't watching what's going on here. And they assume that God doesn't pay people back for what they did good. That's ridiculous. Look at Noah. Why did he make it out alive? Because he was a pious person. Look at Sodom and Amorah. Why were they overturned? Because God is watching over what's happening here. So, Eov, do me a favor. God's watching over what's going on here. You repent. You come back. Believe in Hashem and the fact that He watches over the world. And stop yelling out like you've been doing until now. And when you repent and do tshuva, everything will be good. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Eov's answer.
So these.